Welcome to the teaching ministry of First United Methodist Church and Pastor Steve Kedon. We offer these messages in the hope that the Word of God will comfort the hurting, confront the comfortable, and create new life in us all. Let us now join together and offer our lives to God in worship.
If you would open up your bulletins, you'll find in the center section the sermon notes, which we're going to be using this morning. There was a quote in the newspaper several weeks ago, a story about a woman that was going through Walmart. And she complained to the management because they had, as you walked in there, they had one of those big nativity sets, right? And they were selling the nativity. And she said, "There they go again, bringing religion into Christmas." And I wondered as I read that, and I thought about even our own journey this morning. As we prepare for Christmas, I'm sure that you're beginning to decorate your homes, you're beginning to buy gifts, you're beginning to prepare for that. And I wonder if somebody came up to you and said, "Wow, there they go again, bringing religion into their Christmas." Would people be able to find that connection in your life? What happens for all of us when activities interrupt our day-to-day plans? How many of us have ever been jarred awake by an alarm clock? You said, "Oh, there it goes, interrupting a good night's sleep." Or perhaps you were busy in some activity and out of nowhere, you kind of get a cell phone call that kind of disrupts your plans. I mean, think about how life sometimes will intercede in our best laid plans. A call in the middle of the night. Maybe you pick up the phone and somebody says, "Hey, this is the police. There's something I have to tell you." Or maybe you've got a call that you didn't expect from the doctor's office saying, "Your tests just came in. We need you to come back in." How often does life just sometimes interrupt our best laid plans? And I wanted to think over the next couple of weeks about the Christmas story. Some of the stories that you've heard and you've gotten used to and you just see it kind of flowing. It looks like a nativity that's kind of static. It's always the same. And yet for each of these characters in this story, God interrupted their life. God jumped into the middle of their story. And I wonder, as we gather for another Christmas, are we ready for our lives to be interrupted, or are we just hoping to kind of go through the motions? Last week, we talked about John the Baptist. And we said that sometimes when God interrupts your life, especially through John the Baptist, it's because something is wrong. There's something that God is trying to get your attention, trying to wake you up from your slumber. And John the Baptist is, in his character, a wonderful way to wake people up. Will Willimon, who's the bishop of the Northern Alabama Conference, once said, "You know, sometimes you have to go through the difficult classes in order to get to where you want in college." And he said, "But if you ever want to really meet Jesus, you've got to go through John the Baptist." John the Baptist will not be silenced because he's uncomfortable or inconvenient. Sometimes when things look bad, God is doing something new. This morning we're going to look at another character that you know real well, the story of Mary, and look at her life and how God interrupted her story and ask if we're ready to join her and learn from her experiences and join her in her story. Would you join with me as we look at Luke chapter 1? This is God's word for my life in this place and at this time. "Today I am a new creation in Christ. I am God's very own, and I know He has a purpose for my life." Now, you've heard this story so many times, but listen to it as God awakening something in Mary. In the sixth month of Elizabeth's pregnancy, God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a town in Galilee, to a virgin pledged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of David. The virgin's name was Mary. The angel went to her and said, "Greetings, you who are highly favored. The Lord is with you." Mary was greatly troubled at his words and wondered what kind of greeting this might be. But the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God. You will conceive and give birth to a son, and you will call him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over Jacob's descendants forever. His kingdom will never end." "How will this be?" Mary asked the angel, "since I am a virgin." The angel answered, "The Holy Spirit will come on you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God. Even Elizabeth, your relative, is going to have a child in her old age, and she who is said to be unable to conceive is in her sixth month. For no word from God will ever fail." "I am the Lord's servant," Mary answered. "May your word to me be fulfilled." Then the angel left her. This is the word of God for the people of God. Let us pray. Father God, interrupt our comfortable and convenient lives and speak to us of new and wonderful things. Grant us a life of adventure and wonder, and grant our time to be full of your grace and your glory. In Jesus' name, amen. So what happens sometimes when your life is disrupted? When things don't go the way that you thought that they would, that your best laid plans kind of get sidelined, and you begin to think anew about the direction of your life? If that hasn't happened to you, hang on, it will. I think for all of us, as we sit here this morning and you look back to perhaps the dreams and the ambitions that you had when you were in elementary school or even in high school, life sometimes changes on us. Sometimes the best laid plans sometimes get changed. Now imagine what's going through Mary's mind. Mary must have, as a young girl in that Galilean community, her life had been pretty well planned out. She would get married, she would raise a family, she would keep house, she would help her family thrive. That was her goals and that was her ambition. Until God comes into her life. And I wonder sometimes whether we don't like to keep God at arm's length. Because God does tend to upset our apple cart and God does tend to help us to see things differently. And I wonder sometimes as we gather for Christmas, if we don't go through the routine over and over trying to remember that life is predictable in an unpredictable world. The thing that I want you to remember about Mary's story, as God comes into it, as disruptive as Mary's experience is, the bottom line is what happens when God comes into your life? It reminds us that something wonderful is going to happen. See, so often we think that when God is coming in, it's kind of to bring judgment or punishment. But for Mary, God is birthing something new, something wonderful, something that Mary would never have been able to plan or to imagine. And when God comes into our lives, allowing God to have reign over our lives, something wonderful is about to give birth. Now, it requires all of Mary. Mary can't be a part-time participant in this. Mary must yield all of herself, not just a Sunday morning experience. And I want us to learn this morning a little bit about that journey, about what we can learn from Mary's experience and perhaps apply to our own lives and our own journey. The first thing that we have to understand is that God in Mary is doing more than what we realize. That whenever we gather as a community and God breaks into your world and invites you to do something new, that seems kind of radical and out of the ordinary for you, it's because God is doing something bigger than you. If you notice that at the beginning of Luke's passage, Luke makes sure that he time stamps this story. In the sixth month of Elizabeth's pregnancy, God goes to Mary. God has already started the process, the arrival by the birth of John. God already has in plans that John the Baptist would rise up and prepare the way. And so now when he comes to Mary, when he comes to you, the story is already unfolding. God is inviting you to be a part of the story that is unfolding. We have a choice at this point. And whenever I hear this part of this Christmas narrative, it can only help me to think back to the story, the Old Testament story of Queen Esther. Will you join in this? But if you will not, God will find another way, and you will miss the miracle in your own life. Can you think back on your own experience? Has there ever been a time that you've been asked to participate in something, that you felt God tugging on your sleeve, asking you to join with others in unfolding a new ministry or a new opportunity to express your faith, and maybe you turned away? The good news is that God continues to pursue us, continues to offer. Recognize that there are things that are happening that are bigger than what we can realize. God is a bigger God that involves all of us in this conspiracy of love. There are more that is happening than what we can realize. This is what I love about this story. It also reminds us that you are capable of more than you know. God often comes into our lives in order to shake us out of our slumber. Do you notice how Mary defines herself? God wants to use her through the angel. She's troubled at his announcement. Do not be afraid. God is with you. You are highly favored. And she says, how can this be? I'm only a virgin. And I want you to think about your own experience. How do you define yourself? I am only middle class. I am only this. How do you define and how do you limit yourself in understanding what God can do? Mary changed her whole life in this moment by yielding to what God wanted to do in her life. She changed her whole perspective. Mary is now no longer just a face in the crowd, just a number in the population. She is somebody that God has changed her character because she has changed her perception of herself and what God can do. When you think about your involvement this Christmas, about the beginning of what God wants to do in your life, how are you limiting what you can do because of all of these voices in the back of your mind saying, but I'm only this? Maybe God is asking you the hard question of, will you join with me in something new? Number one, God is doing something more than you realize. You are capable of more than you know. And the future, when you yield to God, will be more meaningful than you ever thought possible. Mary's life from this moment on was radically changed. And I love the way throughout Luke's gospel, it constantly says, Mary did two things. She treasured and she pondered. Think about your past week. Whenever I gather here on Sunday morning, I said, what are you thankful for? Do you struggle to find those answers? What am I thankful for? What happened to me this week? Mary treasured what happened, and she pondered on them in her heart. And I have this image, and oftentimes if you look on if you look up images of Mary from artist renditions, Mary is kind of very serene kind of image, very gentle, almost the antithesis of a John the Baptist. And in that image, Mary has this image of reflective and also kind of that sense of filled with grace. Think about your own life journey. Does your day-to-day activities have meaning and value? Do you come at the end of a day and kind of be reflective and appreciate the people, maybe even the struggles? Let's face it, Mary's journey was not easy. But she treasured all these things because she knew that her life had meaning. Is there nothing worse or nothing sadder in our Christmas experience than to know people that are going through a day-to-day life and say, but it has no meaning. My life has no value. God wants to use you in a powerful way, in something bigger than what you know, to reveal more about yourself than you realize that is there, so that your day-to-day activities are filled with joy and wonder. God is doing bigger things than what you realize, because you have more in you than what you realize, in order to give your life more meaning than what you realize. There's a great quote that I think it's in your sermon notes that I like. C.S. Lewis said, "You must be kind of like an egg. You either will have to hatch or you'll have to rot." Which of those two seems to define your day-to-day spiritual life? Are you in the incubation process, or are you in the decay process? And finally, this is the beauty of Mary's experience. Christmas for us is only the beginning. How many people do you know kind of say, this is Christmas, and then when Christmas is over, we'll put it all away and we just go on with life as it is? Christmas was meant to be the beginning. The birth of Jesus is meant to be the beginning for our lives. And so Mary takes all these experiences that are coming, God doing a new thing in and through her, and she yields her life and she says, I am the Lord's servant. Is that how you define yourself? Or do you turn that on its head and say, the Lord is my servant. I will use him when I need him. When I have a problem, I'll pray to him and say, fix it. But I'm not his servant. Mary says, I am the Lord's servant. May the word be to me be fulfilled. Let God give birth through me. And this is the interesting part. Have you ever noticed this at the very end? And then the angel left her. God was with her. God is doing a new thing in her. But now she must learn to walk with God day to day, experiencing that. The angel would not always be there. And there were those times of dryness, times of difficulty, times of deep faith. When life interrupts your day-to-day comfortable routines, when God seems to break in with that cell phone call or that alarm clock, saying, do you not perceive there's a new thing happening around you? That's your invitation. That's your choice to see the bigger story that's being played out in your community, right where you work. God is doing a new thing. It's bigger than what you know. God wants to use your gifts and talents. If you've had some bad experiences, and if you've had some good experiences, God wants to use those experiences to develop you, because there's more to you than what you realize. Because there's more to life than what you realize. I was watching a video earlier this week with Rick Warren, and he was talking about the tragedy of our time is that we've fallen into this habit of, we get up on Monday morning and we get up and we get a shower and a cup of coffee, we go to work, we come home, we cook dinner, we watch TV, we go to bed so that we can get up the next morning and get a cup of coffee, go to work, come home. We get into this routine. And he said, pretty soon days turn into weeks, weeks to months, months to years. And we say, what happened to the time? It's just passed us by and we don't have anything to show. Life has gone by and I don't know where I am. I'm pretty much the same place that I was 5, 10, 15 years ago. God comes knocking this Christmas to interrupt your life, to invite you to be part of something bigger, something more wonderful than what we can imagine. Mary's life would have been radically different, has been radically different. She saw her son grow. She saw what he became. And it said that throughout her life, she treasured and she pondered life in her heart. God wants to awaken that within you. And the question that we must ask ourselves this Christmas, are you ready to be interrupted by God? Let us pray. Father God, we give you thanks this morning for your presence. Father, sometimes your presence among us is uncomfortable, but it is always welcomed. Help us, O God, to receive and to experience you anew this Christmas. In Jesus' name, amen.